You mentioned, Warren, the memories. I also happen to know you've recently done some work with the Chippewa Valley Symphony. Music is clearly deep and integral part of your life. Tell us about who the memories are and all of these other connections you have with music.
Actually, Mark, music has been a part of my life as far back as I can remember. My parents loved music, loved dancing. They listened to the old big bands around home. I always remember the tunes of the Dorsey Brothers and Ellington and whatnot. We always watched Lawrence Welk, and I just grew up with music always in my life. My mother even said that I could sing before I could talk, which might be true. I just don't recall a time when I didn't sing. And as I was growing up, I was at various talent shows. And then in high school, someone asked two friends of mine and I if we would put a band together for a wedding dance. So that is the memories story, but the memories has always been pretty much the Lawrence Welk of Western Wisconsin is kind of how I describe it, because we do a wide variety of tunes from the 30s to the 90s, but it's also combined with a real lighthearted presentation on stage.
And of course, the way that I met you, you've been doing the Teze services here recently. Could you say a little bit about that?
I've always really enjoyed and been intrigued with many different types of music throughout my life. My music ministry began about 25 years ago. Actually, when we first started the Memories, we were singing gospel music in our little hometown together and separately. That music has just been part of the fabric of my life. Other opportunities have come up over the years. I studied voice at Stout and also at Eau Claire. The symphony was a wonderful opportunity, and so I enjoy classical music very much, and we just happened to have a holiday concert this year. I was actually the second choice. The Menominee High School Choir was supposed to be the first, but I ended up getting the call, and it was just marvelous working with Nobu. Very talented musicians here in the Chippewa Valley. I just like a variety of different experiences. Gospel music, though, is my main calling right now. I know I've been given this gift, and I'm supposed to share it. It's not mine. And that comes from interesting experience of nearly losing my voice back in the 70s through not producing the tone properly, bad living habits of not enough sleep, too much work, and pushing the voice when it wasn't ready for it. So after nearly losing my voice, I was fortunate enough to be reading the liner notes to a Robert Merrill album at the time. In those liner notes, he said, "My voice is my gift from God, and what I do with that gift is my gift back to Him." And it really struck me as so profound, and it put in perspective what we sometimes think we own isn't ours at all. So my mission, should it be, is to take that voice out into the world and share it. And if there's a message that someone else receives something from, then I've done my job. Teze grew out of an experience of seeing one of the services and just going, this is so profound that I really need to bring it to Eau Claire. Actually, Ash Wednesday, First Presbyterian, is doing one, and I'll be involved with them, and I'm just sort of an advisor. And as you know, it's a very beautiful service of silence and meditation. Once that was opened to me, then Psalm 46, verse 10, became sort of the cornerstone. And I was at a monastery in the Twin Cities where it was read just the way you're going to hear it, which is the first cut on my album, Be Still My Soul, read by Stephen Potter.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still.